Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Thanks the Lord for guiding me. I spent 3 weeks in New York and came back safely last night around midnight.
感谢神带领我过去这几周在纽约，昨天晚上午夜可以平安回到卡加利。
It's good to be back to Calgary, my home, and to see all of you together.
很高兴可以回到我的家乡看到大家。
Today, this morning, I would like to use the topic, serving with conviction.For our mutual encouragement.
今天早上要与大家互相勉励的题目是带着确信服侍神。
We talk about serving God.
我们这里提到的是服侍。
In this world, next slide, that people serve others only for one reason.
在这个里面我们知道说很多人在服侍神的时候
People serve each other.
大家是互相的服侍。
Or when you go to a restaurant, why people serve you?
譬如说，当你到餐厅的时候，为什么别人要服侍你呢
？Why they provide you good service？
为什么他们要为你提供很好的服务
？It because they want to earn your tips, they earn the salary。
因为他们有一份薪水要赚，也想要得到小费。
And also, why you go to work in the company？
那当你去到公司上班的时候
，You also expect to earn a lot of salary or compensation。
你也希望得到一些奖金，还有福利，还有薪水。
So money and interest is the motivation of someone to serve others.
所以常常利益是一个人在服侍别人的一个动力。
The bigger the interest, the more motivation it is.
如果有更大的利益，那这个人侍奉的就更殷勤了。
That's why you change job because they offer you more pay.
所以为什么有的人会转换跑道做另外一份工作，是因为可以赚更多的薪水。
But why do you serve your family?
可是你为什么要服侍你的家人呢
why do you serve your children?
为什么你要服侍你的孩子呢
Or your parents?
或者是你的父母
It's not because of money.
并不是因为利益
But because of love.
而是因为你爱他们
Sometimes we serve them even using our own money, our own time, our own strength.
有时候我们甚至是花时间、花精神，还有花钱来服侍我们这身边的人
And that love is stronger than the attraction of money.
而且那一份爱是比利益有更大的牵动力。
For those who believe in God,
所以对我们这些信主的人来说
，One of the major things that we do is to serve God.
我们最重要的一件事就是来服侍神。
But we must know that God doesn't need us to serve Him anyway at the beginning.
可是我们要知道，神其实并不需要我们来服侍他。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
我们来翻到《使徒行传》十七章。
Verse 24 to 25.
第二十四、二十五节。
Acts 17:24.
使徒行传十七章二十四节。
Acts of Apostle chapter 17:24.
使徒行传十七章二十四节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
God, 创造宇宙和其中万物的神既是天地的主就不住人手所造的殿
temples, made with hands.
25也不用人手服侍好像缺少什么自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人
life, breath and all thing. Here tells God who is the making the heaven and earth.
这里讲到神就是创造天地的主
He doesn't live in a single house.
他并不住在一个房子里。
For example, this is the church. We think that God lives here.
譬如说，这是一个房子，我们神不住在这儿。
But does God truly live here?
神真的住在这个房子里吗
？God fills the whole universe.
因为神是充满宇宙的。
He doesn't need a house to stay.
他并不需要一个房子来住。
He didn't need us to bring him food.
他也不用我们给他什么食物吃。
Right, just like some people worship idol, they have to bring food, bring drink every day, morning and afternoon.
就像有的人在拜神明偶像的时候，他们会早晚供奉水果。
But our God is the God who made the heaven and earth.
可是我们所拥有的主就是天地创造天地的主。
He doesn't need you to serve him.
他并不需要你来服侍他。
He didn't need you to bring food and then give him a shelter.
他并不需要你给他食物或是一个房子。
He didn't need you to give him money so that he can spend.
你也不需要给他钱让他花。
But on the contrary, he gives.To all life and breath and all things.
反而他自己将生命气息万物赐给我们。
So basically, what you have today is not from you. Actually, it's from God.
所以简单来说，你今天所拥有的一切不是你自己赚得的，而是神所赐的。
What is the most important thing you have right now? Do you know?
你知道你现在拥有最有价值的东西是什么吗
？Not your bank account.
并不是你的银行账户。
The most important thing you have right now is your breath. You are still breathing.
你现在所拥有最重要的东西就是你口中的一口气。
Because God has given you life.
因为神赐给你生命。
So actually, God doesn't need us to serve Him.
所以神并不需要我们服侍他。
Then why did God want us to serve Him?
可是为什么神又想要我们来服侍他呢？
Because through serving Him, we connect to Him.
因为透过服事，我们与他建立连结。
We get to know him.
我们可以越了解他。
Actually, we are not worthy even to serve him.
其实我们根本不配来侍奉他。
But God wants us to serve him.
可是神愿意我们来到他面前侍奉他。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们来翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节。
1 Thessalonians 1, 9.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节。
First Thessalonians 1:9.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
Number three.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里。
What manner of entry we had to you,
and how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God.
Here Paul tells us.We have to do three things.
这里保罗告诉我们，我们要做三件事。
First, you have to turn to God.
第一，你要归向神。
In the past, if you worship the wrong gods,
可能在过去我们拜错了神。
We worship man-made gods.
我们拜了很多的神。
Man-made gods, 人手所造出来的。
人手所造的神。
Worship idols.
敬拜那个偶像。
Then you worship the wrong god. You have to turn to the true God.
所以当你拜错神之后你要归向神
Or in the past that you yourself is your own God
或者是在过去你把自己当作神
You are not God
其实你不是
You have to turn to worship the true God
你必须要转回归向神
Secondly
第二
And you have to serve the living and true God
第二点要服侍那又真又活的神
Here Bible tells us we have to serve him
这里圣经告诉我们，我们要服侍他。
And then verse 10 tells us we have to wait for him to come.
第十节还告诉我们另外一点，就是要等候他再来。
So God gives us a chance to serve him so that we can connect to him and get to know him.
所以神给我们机会来服侍他，让我们可以与他建立连结。
So this morning we'll talk about why we have to serve God.
所以今天早上我们要来谈到为什么要服侍神。
Especially nowadays when we think that a lot of people think their daily life is very meaningless.
特别是像现代人常常觉得每一天周而复始的没什么意思。
Of course, when you were young, you were trying to get into your feet and then you try to establish your life.
当然如果你是年轻人你会有你自己的梦想想要建立自己的未来。
But after a certain time, especially when a person enters middle age, we'll think about what is the meaning of life.
可是当人到达中年之后就会开始思考人生的意义到底是什么。
When you have the basic necessity, you think about meaning.
当你已经拥有生活所需的一切，你就会开始寻找意义。
What is the true meaning of life?
什么是生命真正的意义呢？
And the Bible tells us the meaning of life is to serve God.
圣经告诉我们，生命真正的意义就是服侍神。
So first point.
所以第一点。
Why do we have to serve God?
为什么要服侍神？
Because we owe Him our lives.
因为我们的生命是他赎回来的。
我们欠他的。
因为我们欠他的。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们。翻到罗马书十二章
verse 1
第一节
Romans chapter 12 verse 1
罗马书十二章第一节
chapter 12 verse 1
罗马书十二章第一节
let's read
我们一起读
one, two, three. I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable to God which is your reasonable service
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然
Paul saidYou serve God because you owe Him. It's reasonable.
保罗说，我们服侍神乃是理所当然的。
What does it mean reasonable?
什么叫做理所当然
？If you borrow something from someone,
如果你向一个人借东西
，For example, you borrow money.
譬如说你向他借钱
，You pay him back.
那你还给他
？He doesn't have to thank you. You have to thank him.
他不需要向你感谢，而是你需要谢谢他。
Thank you for lending money to me.
谢谢你在我困难的时候借钱给我。
Thank you for lending the tools, lending the things that I need.
谢谢你在我需要工具的时候借工具给我。
Because you owe him.
因为你欠他的。
You have to pay it back.
所以你要还给他。
This is your duty.
这就是理所当然的。
Now Paul said, why everyone have to serve God?
保罗说我们每一个人都要服侍神。
Because Paul said, we owe him. This is his mercy. He saved us. His love for us.
因为这是我们欠他的，是他用他的慈悲来帮助我们。
What did we owe him?
我们到底欠他什么？
Paul himself mentioned this in another place.
保罗在别的地方也提到同样的事。
He said, I was a sinner.
他说我是个罪人。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们翻到哥林多前书15章。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
First Corinthians 15 verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
Chapter 15 verse 9 to 10.
十五章九跟十节。
Let's read.
一起读。
For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. And I labor more abundantly than they all, yet I am not I, but the grace of God was with me. Paul didn't say that, oh, serving God is very tough, very suffering, very problem.
保罗并没有说服侍神非常的辛苦，也很艰难。
Right, today we always hear see other people saying that, oh, when you serve God, oh, 你好辛苦啊 ，you work so hard.
我们今天可能会听到有人说，哇，你服侍神好辛苦啊。
Especially we preacher, we travel around.
特别是身为传道，我们常常四处跑。
That a lot of member when they see us traveling around, flying a lot, working long hours, they say, "Oh, you know, you really work so hard."
有一些信徒会对我说，传道你真的好辛苦，你整天飞来飞去，而且侍奉神的时间这么长。
But actually, what did Paul say?
可是保罗怎么回答呢？
It is the grace of God we can serve Him.
他说是蒙神的恩才成。
Because if not because of God.
因为如果不是神，
if not because of Lord Jesus Christ,
如果不是主耶稣基督，
where are we today?
我今天成了何等人呢？
Today, where are you sitting?
今天你坐在这里。
This seat that you are sitting,
这个座位你所坐的地方。
You are one of the member of the Lord Jesus Christ's body.
你是主耶稣肢体的一部分。
You became His child.
你成为他的孩子。
Wow, you were so blessed.
你是多么的蒙福。
But before, what was us?
可是在我们蒙福之前，我们是什么样的人呢？
Paul said, I was the one who persecuted the church.
保罗说，我从前是逼迫神的教会的人。
I didn't know God, I do many bad things.
我不认识神，那时候做了很多恶事。
At that time, he hated Christian, he hated Jesus, so as arrest all of the people.
那时候他很痛恨耶稣，也很痛恨基督徒。
So that's why he was not worthy.
所以他觉得自己是不配的。
But today, he said, I am what I am.
可是今天他说，我今日成了何等人。
Think about today, if not for Lord Jesus Christ to save us, where are we today?
想一想，如果主耶稣没有拯救我们，今天我们在哪里呢？
We are not belongs here, we just outside.
我们不属于这里，我们只是外面的人。
We don't have hope.
我们也没有希望。
But now, today, Jesus has saved us.
可是今天主耶稣拯救了我们。
Right, we owe him our life. This life belongs to him.
所以我们的生命是属于他的，我们欠他的。
So that's why when a lot of members ask us, "Oh, preacher, wow, 你好辛苦啊 ，you work so hard." No. It is a grace that we can repay him.
所以当信徒跟我说，传道你真的好辛苦，这时候我就会说，并不是这样的，是因为我欠他的。
For the past 3 weeks, I was helping to share to instruct the two TTP students.
在过去这三周，我是去东岸教两个神学生。
They were in their 30s.
他们大概三十几岁。
We thank God, two TTP students applied to be trained to be preacher in the future.
感谢神，这两位神学生是申请要成为以后的传道。
Because for the past few years, the church tried to recruit new workers, but very few people sign up.
在过去几年，教会一直在招神学生，可是其实很少人来报名。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because people think that, oh, this is a big sacrifice.
因为人们觉得说这是很大的牺牲。
I have to be far from home.
我常常要离家。
Maybe the pay is not good.
可能这个薪水也不是很高。
Actually, it's okay. We can survive.
可是其实这生活费还可以，我们是可以 过生活的。
The Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
因为神的恩典是够我们用。
But why a lot of people, a lot of youth who is very talented do not come out?
可是为什么很多很优秀的青年不愿意出来献身呢？
Because they think that their life belongs to them.
因为他们觉得自己的生命属于自己。
They can decide what to do, and then I want the best things of my life.
他们可以选择自己要选择的道路，还有给自己选择最好的。
But if one truly understands God and His love.
可是如果一个人真正的了解神的爱，
we think we truly know that your life does not belong to you.
他就会明白他的生命不属于他自己。
You have to pay back, repay God.
要偿还给神。
This is related to point two.
这就联系到第二点。
Because why we have to serve God?
为什么要服侍神？
Not only because we have to repay him, but because he loves us so much.
不只是为了要还他的债，而是因为他这么的爱我们。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们来翻到哥林多后书。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
第五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读
Chapter 5 verse 14.
五章十四节
One, two, three.
原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人祭替众人死
that if one died for all,
众人就都死了
then all die, 15.
十五
And he died for all. That those who die, those who live, shall live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Here Paul deeply mentioned about why did he serve God.
这里保罗特别的强调他为什么要服侍神。
He said there's only one reason.
他说只有一个原因。
Is the love of Christ compels us.
是因为基督的爱激励了我们。
He used the word compelled.
他用这个激励的词。
But actually in the original text, this word means to bound you, to bound, to compress you.
可是在原本的原文的意思这个字应该是被绑住。
Yes, the love of Christ.Compel you, that means bound you up, oppress you, bound you.
是主耶稣用他的爱压着你，绑着你。
This sounds a negative word.
这听起来好像很负面。
Why love will bound you?
为什么爱会把你绑住呢？
Shouldn't we all have freedom?
我们不是应该拥有自由的吗？
Love is freedom. You can do what you want.
爱不是自由的吗？我想要做什么都可以。
But why will bound you?
为什么爱会绑住你呢？
You think about this.
我们来思考一下。
If you truly love your family,
如果你真的很爱你的家人
if you truly love your spouse,
很爱你的配偶
actually, you are willing to be bound by him or her.
就是你很甘愿来被他的爱绑住。
Why?
为什么？
Because if you truly love,
因为你真的爱他。
Oh, times, no, 5 o'clock, I am go, this off day now, I finish my work.
譬如说五点到了，我要下班了。
Your heart is really longing to go home.
你的心就只想赶快回家。
Why?
为什么?
Because your wife or your husband or your children waiting for you.
因为你的配偶还有你的孩子们在家等着你。
And they're waiting for you to see you and they're waiting for you to cook for them.
他很想要见到你或者是希望你回家赶快煮饭给他们吃。
And then you can eat together.
然后大家可以一起吃晚餐。
You have the responsibility.
你有这个责任。
Other people ask you to go out, have a drink or see other women outside, you say no.
可能别的同事会说我们一起出去喝酒吧看看有什么女人
or entertainment
或者是有一些好玩的东西
or go to nightclub
或者是去夜店
you say no
你就说不要
my wife is waiting for me at home
我太太在家等我
right I'm no interest this is those place doesn't belong to me
我不会去那些店的
because those places doesn't belong to me
因为我不属于那些地方
my heart my body my whole life belong to my family
我的心我的身体还有我的一生都属于我的家
this is called bondingThe love, the bondage of love.
这就是爱的捆绑。
It's not like a negative thing, it's a positive thing.
并不是一个负面的词，而是一个正面的词。
Because we are willing to be bound by that love.
因为我们甘愿被这份爱所绑住。
So a lot of people look at a Christian.
所以很多人看着基督徒。
Say that you don't have freedom.
说基督徒你真没有自由呢。
You cannot smoke.
你也不能抽烟。
You cannot drink.
也不可以喝酒。
You cannot go to bad places.
你也不可以去那些不良场所。
And then you can many things you cannot do.
有很多事情好玩的你都不能做。
They think that we don't have freedom.
他们觉得基督徒没有自由。
But for us, Paul explained the concept.
可是保罗跟我们解释这一段。
I am willing to be bound by the love of God.
我宁愿被神的爱绑住。
I belong to Him.
因为我属于他。
I doesn't belong to myself anymore.
我并不属于我自己。
I belong to the one who died for me.
我属于那一位为我而死的人。
Last month, I think we all look at the news when U.S. President, candidate Donald Trump, he hold a rally.
上个月我们可能有听到这个美国总统候选人川普他的一篇演讲。
During his rally, somebody tried to shoot him and kill him.
在他出现的时候有人想要刺杀他
Lucky enough, he didn't get killed, he just has his ear hurt
他很幸运的躲过这一劫
But when the assassin trying to shoot when the sound of the bullet come out
可是当这个子弹发射出来的时候
At that time, one of the person who at the back of the former president, he heard the sound
有一个 就站在川普身后的人，他听见这个枪响。
He responded.
他马上就做出反应。
Because he knew that there's danger.
因为他感觉到危险。
He think that oh, because he bring his wife and his daughter to come to the rally.
因为他带着妻子还有女儿来到现场。
So his first action is he used his body to cover his wife and daughter.
所以第一反应，他就转过身去保护自己的太太跟女儿。
Because he doesn't know whether the bullet will hit them.
因为他并不知道子弹会不会打到他的家人。
So that action immediately protect the wife and the daughter.
所以他第一反应就转身保护自己的家人。
And a minute later, a second later, really bullet come to that direction.
结果真的子弹是从那边发射过来。
But instead of hitting the daughter and the wife, this man was killed.
可是就因为他转身保护他的家人，他自己中枪了。
I think we all heard about that news.
我想我们应该都听过这个消息。
It was very touching.
我实在很感动。
That father loved the wife, loved the daughter more than he loved himself.
那位丈夫与父亲，他爱自己的太太还有女儿胜过自己。
He used his body to block the bullet.
他用自己的身体来挡子弹。
He bleeded and he died.
他流血然后死亡。
It's supposed to be the wife, supposed to be the daughter who bleed and die.
很有可能当场应该是太太或者是孩子中枪死亡。
But he himself died for them.
可是他自己为他们而死。
Can you imagine? Even now, I think the wife or the daughter still every minute, every moment thinking about the daddy and the husband.
我想我们都可以想象现在在这位妻子还有女儿的心中可能时时刻刻都在想着这个爸爸还有丈夫。
I'm sure the woman and the mother and the daughter every minute this impact their life from now on they change.
我非常确定从这一刻开始就对这两个女人改变他们的心。
They know that without this man who sacrificed their life is not here.
因为他们知道，当自己的爸爸和丈夫没有这样牺牲的时候，死的就是他们。
So whatever they do, they must think about their father or the husband.
所以不管以后要做什么，常常都会想到自己的父亲。
That man was so great because he saved just his wife and his daughter.
这位父亲还有丈夫很伟大，因为他拯救了自己的家人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he saved the whole mankind.
可是我们的主耶稣基督拯救了全人类。
He died for us on the cross.
他为我们死在十字架上。
Right. He was sinless. He was perfect, Son of God.
他并不是一个罪人，他是一个完全人，而且是神的儿子。
He was God himself.
他也是神本身。
But knowing that we all going through the pathway of sin will face judgment in the future.
可是他为了我们以后不要面对这个审判台。
He tried to open a way for us.
所以他为我们开了另外一条路。
You break his body so that he be nailed on the cross.
他打破他的身体被挂在十字架上。
So how can we forget that love?
所以我们如何能够忘记这份爱呢？
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我们请翻到加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three.I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul's life was changed forever the day he believed in Christ. Because he didn't know Jesus before.
因为以前他不认识主
He go to persecute Christian.
所以他就去逼迫基督教
On the day of the Damascus.
可是在那一天他要去大马色的路上
That was the light shine on him.
有一道光从天上降在他身上
so strong.
非常强烈的光
He fell on the ground.
他整个倒在地上
And then he asked.
然后他就问
Because the voice asked him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
因为他听到一个声音说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
He didn't know who he was talking to him.
他不知道到底是谁在向他说话
He said, who are you?
他说你是谁
I am the Lord Jesus that you persecute.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
From that day, his life changed.
从那一天开始他的生命改变了
Jesus died for me, I didn't know.
因为他发现主耶稣为我而死我却不知道
I did the wrong thing.
我做错事了。
You know, we all make mistakes in our life.
我们知道在人生当中做错很多的事情。
Sometimes we don't want to talk about our past.
有时候我们不想提起过去。
Because we feel shameful for our past.
因为我们觉得很不好意思。
We didn't know we do the wrong thing.
因为那时候的我们不知道自己做错了事。
We didn't have hope.
我们那时候没有希望。
We think that we are doing the right thing, but actually we are in the wrong direction.
在那时候我们以为做对事，可是其实走错方向。
And then we are full of anger.
那时候我们充满愤怒。
Right, just like Saul, he was full of anger. He killed people.
就像以前的扫罗，他充满了愤怒。
He hated people.
他恨人。
He killed Christian.
他杀基督徒。
But now, when he know that Christ died for him.
可是当他知道主耶稣为他而死。
He changed his life.
他就改变了。
But in order to change your life, then you have to undergo some process.
可是要改变生命不是一段简单的旅程。
You have to do one thing.
你要做一件事。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
This means your old self, you must let your old self go.
表示你要让你的旧我死掉。
You must let your old self go with Lord Jesus on the cross.
你要让你的旧我与主同钉十字架。
You know why we suffer before?
你知道为什么我们以前受苦吗？
Why our life was full of hatred, sadness, bitterness?
为什么我们生命充满了苦毒还有怨恨？
Because our old self was too strong.
因为我们的旧我太过强。
Our old self was full of sinful nature.
因为我们的旧我充满了罪性。
So we suffer.
所以其实我们正在受苦。
We are proud.
我们骄傲。
We are jealous.
我们也嫉妒。
We don't have peace.
心里没有平安。
But when Christ came to us,
可是当基督降临我们
身上 came into our life,
进到我们生命里
He want to bring your old self to crucify with him.
他想要带着你的旧我同钉十字架。
But are you willing?
可是你愿意吗？
Paul said, I am willing.
保罗说我愿意。
But every single day, he let his old self crucify with Christ.
所以每一天，他都让自己的旧我与主同钉十字架。
So what does it mean serving God?
所以什么是服侍神？
Well, don't think about serving God. It's just like, oh, come to the church and cooking and cleaning and then do a lot of stuff.
不要以为服侍神就是来到教会忙这个忙那个。
Yes, those are the serving God.
是的，那一些是服侍神。
But this is not what God is looking for.
可是这并不是神要我们为他做的。
Serving God first is you're touched by His love, and then your life willing to be transformed and old self crucified.
服侍神就是你被他的爱所激励，然后你愿意为他改变自己，让旧我与他同钉十字架。
This time I met a member when I was in U.S.
这次我在美国遇到一个信徒。
I asked him, "How do you believe in Christ?"
我问他说，你当初是如何来信主的呢？
He said.You know, when I was during my very low point, somebody preached to me.
他说，当我来到人生低潮的时候，有一个人向我传福音。
But, you know, it's not easy to believe in Christ.
可是对于要信耶稣不是一件容易的事。
Because I have a lot of old self, old personality haven't changed.
因为我有很多不好的个性还没办法改变。
So every day I have to pray, I have to rely on God.
所以每一天我都要祷告。依靠神。
But I'm willing to let Jesus Christ to help me.
可是我很愿意让主耶稣来帮助我。
Even today he's struggling. You know, sometimes you know his old self try to come out.
就算到今天，他有时候还是会挣扎，因为他的旧我要胜过他。
You know, but he changed so much.
可是他已经改变很多了。
You know, in the past he was a bad person.
因为在过去他是一个坏人。
Smoking, swearing, doing drugs.
他以前吸毒、喝酒还有吸烟。
Doing many bad things that you can think of.
他说他做过非常多坏事。
Plus, watching a lot of pornography.
也看很多色情。
But now, every day he allowed Jesus Christ to crucify with him. His old self to be crucified with Christ.
可是今天他愿意让他的旧我与主同钉十字架。
And then he lived a new person.
然后他成为一个新人。
Now, brother and sister, do you want to serve God?
弟兄姐妹，你愿意服侍神吗？
Let Christ change you.
让基督来改变你。
And then when you live, let Christ change you. You now live in the flesh. I live by the faith in the Son of God.
当你现在愿意服侍神的时候，虽然在肉身活着，可是因为相信神的儿子而活。
Because you don't belong to yourself anymore.
因为你再也不属于你自己。
The third point.
第三点。
Why do we serve God?
为什么我们要服侍神？
It is because of His blessing.
是因为他会祝福我们。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们翻到哥林多前书。
Chapter 15.
十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 58.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
Verse 58.
五十八节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常结，多做事工。
Immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, Knowing that your labor in the Lord, in God, is not in vain. Here, Paul encouraged us.
这里保罗鼓励我们。
So, dear brethren,
他说，亲爱的弟兄。
Be steadfast, immovable.
必要坚固，不可摇动。
Yes, before you serve God, you have to seek your faith to be strong, to be steadfast first.
是的，当你要服侍神之前，你的信信仰必须要不可摇动。
Some people like to do things in church.
有些人很喜欢在教会
做
事情。
Cooking, GA, or the usher, or AV.
不管是在忙这个后面的电脑工作，或者是在前台接待。
But they don't like to sit in the chapel to listen.
可是他们不喜欢坐在会堂听到。
They don't like to read the Bible. They just like to do things.
他们也不喜欢读圣经，他们就是喜欢做事。
This is very dangerous.
这很危险。
Because you do things, you help church work, but if you're not rooted in the faith, you are movable.
因为如果你只是来教会忙东忙西，却不愿意坐在会堂听道理，你的信仰就是摇摇欲坠的。
You are not rooted in the faith.
你并没有在信仰里扎根。
But be steadfast and be immovable.
所以这里说到，我们要务要坚固，不可摇动。
But there's one thing: it's always abounding in the work of the Lord.
常常竭力多做主工。
Why?
为什么？
Because your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
Labor in the world can be in vain.
因为在这个世界上的忙碌是有可能是徒然的。
Okay, you go to work, you earn the money.
譬如说你去上班，你赚取薪水。
And then you earn the money, then you spend the money.
然后你就把薪水花光。
Well, this is how it works, right? You earn, you spend.
就是你赚，一边赚一边花。
Wow, this is the fruit of your labor.
这个就是你回报你的这个劳苦。
But the moment that you pass away,
可是当你气一断的时候，
none of this money or the result you can bring along with you.
所有世界上的东西你都带不走。
Right, just like I shared during the prayer session.
就像我刚刚在早祷会分享的。
I was in New York for 3 weeks.
我在纽约待了3个星期。
Really, coming back from New York, I feel, wow, here it just looks like a village.
当我今天早上出来，我就觉得
Calgary look like a village.
卡加利看起来很像一个乡下。
Compare, look at the Calgary downtown, so small.
特别是我看到
compared to Manhattan,
卡加利的市中心相比于曼哈顿就真的很小。
All the buildings are so big.
因为在曼哈顿的这个大楼都非常的高。
In Manhattan, even the very old, very ugly apartment, one small one, they say nothing is under $1 million.
他们说在曼哈顿，就连很小很破的公寓都是不可能低于$1,000,000的。
Which is $1.4 million, $1.4 million.
大概是折合140万加币。
Wow, everything is so expensive.
什么东西都很贵。
And then everything is so beautiful.
什么东西都很漂亮。
Wow, cultural, business, Wall Street, everything.
不管是文化、经济，或者是华尔街。
But people every day are there so busy.
可是每个人在那里都非常忙碌。
The stress is very high.
压力很大。
People say, members told me, because they cannot afford living in Manhattan, they have to travel, they have to go on metro underground or subway for 1.5 hours, and then 1.5 hours in the subway, go home.
有信徒跟我说，因为他们住不起曼哈顿，可是又在那里上班，所以每一天就要花车程来回大概要3个小时。
Every day 3 hours.
每天3个小时。
But the work is very, very stressful.
而且工作上的压力也非常大。
Yeah, maybe there's some work the pay is very good.
是的。
If you are technology or work in Wall Street.
是的，或许你在华尔街上班，或者是一些科技公司上班，你的薪水是很高的。
But a lot of members are just working in Chinatown, you know, doing some very humble job working.Minimum wages.
可是很多的信徒是大概在唐人街上班，也是做着一个很普通的工作。
But one thing I find out.
可是有一件事我发现
的。Whether you work in Wall Street or you work in Chinatown washing dishes.
不管是你在唐人街洗碗，或者是你在曼哈顿大楼里上班。
First, the same thing is life is very stressful.
就是他们的生命都是充满着压力的。
And then life will pass very quickly.
而且也是很快就消失的。
And then all this labor cannot affect your eternal life.
而且这些劳苦都没有办法带到天上去。
Cannot affect your eternity.
也没办法对你的永生发挥作用。
Whether you're the richest person in the New York.
所以不管你是不是纽约最有钱的人。
Or just a very simple worker.
或者是一个普通人。
You cannot bring the fruit of your labor after you die.
你在人生里面的劳苦一点点都带不走。
Right, just like I mentioned, when I went to the World Trade Center, the memorial, all of the names were there. About 3,000 names were written on the memorial.
就像我刚刚有提到，在我去到这个纪念中心的时候，他们有很多名字，大概有3,000多个名字刻在这个板上。
Because they died on the day of 9/11.
因为在911恐怖事件那一天，他们失去生命。
The family remembered them.
所以他们的家人很思念他们。
Maybe many of them work in the building, right? Work in the big company.
他们很多人都是在大公司上班，就是在双子星大楼里上班。
Because if you can work in that twin tower, that means you are something.
如果你可以在双子星大楼里面上班，表示你是了不起的。
But people come, people go.
可是人就是这样来匆匆去匆匆。
No one will live forever.
没有人可以活永远的。
Right. 23 years pass.
已经过了23年。
Right. Even though people do not die on the day of 9/11.
就算人们不在911那一天过世。
But one day, our generation all will disappear from the face of the earth.
可是有一天我们这个世代总是会过去。
But if you, while you are working in this world, working in your job, or you're working for your family,
所以为什么你要整天为了自己的家庭或者是这个世界来忙碌呢？
But at the same time, you know this is not the main reason you are in this world for.
你又知道你在这个世界上主要的生命意义不是这些。
Just like people say, there's a saying.
就像有人这样说。
We do not live to eat.
我们不是为了吃饭而活着。
But we eat to live.
我们是为了活着而吃饭。
But what is the meaning of living?
所以到底活着的意义是什么？
If you don't have God, if you don't know the true meaning.
如果你没有神，没有生命的意义。
You're just thinking of, okay, working, I'm just waiting to my retirement.
你就只是想说，我要努力上班，直到我退休那一天。
Oh, and then retirement, what do you do?
那退休了之后要做什么？
Then maybe I travel a bit.
可能我就要环游世界。
And then after you travel,
当你玩完之后。
And then you become very old and in and out of hospital.
可能你那时候就年纪很大了，可能要住进医院。
And then in and out of hospital, you go to OH home.
可能在医院生病，然后之后又去安养院。
And then after OH home is funeral home.
然后安养院之后，可能就是殡仪馆。
This is life.
这就是人生。
If you don't have God, you have no hope.
如果你没有神，就没有希望。
But if you have God, if you have future.
可是如果你有神，就有未来。
I am doing this for God.
我是为神做这些事。
I know.In this world, nothing I can bring along with me.
我知道这世界上的劳苦还有工作都带不走。
But whatever I do for God,
可是我现在为神所做的工
will come with me in the future.
会跟着我到天上去。
I met a couple in New York this time.
这一次我在纽约也遇到一对夫妻。
The brother worked a very humble job.
这个弟兄他做着一份很普通的工作。
He do it for more than 20 years.
而且做了20年。
He deliver.Take away food.
他就是送外卖。
His wife worked as a factory.
他太太在工厂上班。
So they work a very low and low level job in the society.
他们在社会上做着一份很卑微的工作。
Because they came to the U.S. some 20 some years ago, they had nothing.
因为在20几年前，他们来到美国，他们什么都没有。
But the moment they come to the USA,
可是当他们来到美国那一刻
，they have determination.
他们有这个决心。
No matter how poor we are.
不管我们要过着多么卑微的日子
，how busy we are，
或者是多么忙碌
，or how much money， how badly we need the money to survive，
或者是我们需要多少钱来过日子。
But there's one thing we must emphasize。
只有一件事很重要。
Actually, a few things。
几件事很重要。
First，
第一
，whatever job we have， we must be able to observe the Sabbath。
不管我们找到什么样的工作，必须是一份可以守安息日的工作。
So if The boss doesn't allow me to keep Sabbath, then I don't do this job, even though I need the money very badly.
所以虽然我很需要钱，可是如果老板不让我周六去教会守安息日，我就不做。
So they insist about that.
所以他们两个都非常坚持这一点。
Secondly, they insist, we have to have church work.
第二点，他们坚持要为教会做圣工。
Church work is even more important than my work.
圣工比我自己的工作更加重要。
If the church need me, we will not say no.
只要教会需要我，我绝对不说不。
So they're always driving preacher around, helping members.
所以他们常常都是带着传道还有教会的人四处就是开车。
And then help visitation.
或者是去探访。
The earliest person to come to the church to open, and then sometimes stay here the latest.
他们常常是第一个来到教会开门的人，然后待到最后。
More than 20 some years is like this.
超过二十几年都是这样的。
Their children also learn from them.
那他们的孩子也向他们学习。
They testify to me.
所以他们像我这样做见证。
You know what? The Lord really blessed us.
他说，你知道吗？神真的很祝福我们。
We have no education.
我们没有教育。
We don't speak English.
我们也不懂英文。
But God really blessed our life in U.S.
可是神很祝福我们在美国的生活。
Give us health.
给我们健康。
We can still work.
我们还能够工作。
Our children, our two children, grown up from university, and then we graduate from university.
我们的孩子，两个孩子已经从美国的大学毕业了。
Even though when they came to USA, 10 years old, 8 years old, don't speak any English, but now both are graduate from universities.
当他们八岁、十岁来到美国的时候，一句英文都不懂，可是现在已经从美国的大学毕业了。
And also, both of them are teachers. Professional teachers.
而且两个都是专业的教师。
Really, God really blessed us.
所以神真的很祝福我们。
And we bought a house in New York.
而且我们还在纽约买了一栋房子。
This is impossible.
这根本就不可能。
Without God's help, they said.
这没有神的帮助根本就不可能。
But because God really looked at their heart.
可是因为神看他们的心。
So did God bless them.
所以神就祝福他们。
But most important blessing is not the material blessing they receive.
可是最重要的祝福并不是这些物质。
Because they serve God, the whole family was really happy and blessed God.
因为他们
blessed by God.
因为他们全家人常常存着喜乐的心来一起侍奉神。
Even when they buy a house, they want to buy a house near the church.
就算他们买房子，他们还是要买一栋非常靠近教会的房子。
Some people when they buy a house, they always think, right? Oh, what is a good location?
有些人买房子，他们会想说哪个地点比较好？
Good school.
啊，学区要
district.
学区要好。
It's the best school district. Don't want.
那个学区不好的不要。
You know, in North America, a lot of our church are located in not so good district because our church didn't have much money when we buy church.
在北美，我们教会常常是处于这个学区不太好的区，因为我们教会没有很多钱。
At the beginning, at least.
至少在刚开始买教堂的时候。
So a lot of members they look down on the area near church.
所以很多人他们在选择买房子的时候，他们就觉得那个地点不好。
They always look at 校区 school district. Even very far, very expensive. Go there.
他们就是看校区好，不管是离教会有多远，他们都要买在那里。
But their family, when they buy a house, they don't care about school district.
可是刚刚讲的这对夫妻要买房子的时候，他们不在乎校区。
They say, near church. There's a near church. I want to look at house, church, house nearby church.
他们就在教会的附近找房子。
There was one available at that time.
在那个时候有一间房子要卖。
Oh, this is a good district because it's near church.
他们就说这是一个很好的区，因为是离教会近。
For me, good district is I can go to church very easily, even walking.
他们说对他们来说好区就是离教会近，就算连走路都走得到。
Wow, really, very good district. Ten seconds. The church and then across the street his house. Ten seconds.
结果他们真的买到一栋十秒钟就到教会的房子。
I said, this is the best area.
他们说这是最好的区。
Because I can draw close to God very easily.
因为我可以很轻易就来靠近神。
In the future, when I get old, I don't drive. I just walk there. Even with the cane, I can walk there.
将来等我老了，我不开车了，甚至我拿着拐杖，我都可以走路走到教会。
Because they wanted to serve God all the time, they can draw close to church.
因为他们无时无刻都想要亲近神。
So the blessing of God doesn't only come materially only.
所以神的祝福不只是存在于物质上。
It's the peace, it's the joy.
是心里的平安与喜乐。
It's the unity in the family.
而是家人的合一。
And also your faith is very firm.
还有你的信仰非常的坚定。
That's the most important.
这些都是最重要的
事。So sometimes we think, do not think that you're serving God, you are doing God a favor.
所以不要以为你服侍神是帮神一个忙。
No, you are not helping God a favor.
并不是这样的。
If God allows you to serve Him, He is giving you a blessing.
如果神允许你来到他面前侍奉他，就是要给你福气。
You are not helping God, you know, 你不是在帮忙。
你并不是在帮神的忙。
Right?A lot of people, you know, sometimes think that they wait until people to beg them. Can you help? Can you help?
有些人就像教会的人来问他们说，你可以帮教会一个忙吗？做这些事。
No, this is not. You are not helping anything.
其实你并不是帮教会的忙。
Actually, God give you a way, give a chance so that you can receive blessing.
而是神给你一个机会，让你可以领受福气。
Give you a chance, you can grow.
让你有机会可以成长。
Give you a chance to repay His love.
给你机会来回报他的爱。
Because you owe God so much. You and I owe God so much.
因为你跟我都欠神非常多。
So that's why we really have to use our hearts to serve Him.
所以这就是为什么我们要来到他面前服侍他。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let's sing Him 496.
我们一起唱赞美诗。